Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I thought I'd come and talk to you today about three things I'm doing to keep myself motivated to dress stylishly every day. Because particularly at the moment when, you know, many of us aren't leaving the house very often. Now, if you happen to have a job where you're going out and doing the regular things, you're probably not in this boat, but you still may find that sometimes you lack the motivation to dress stylishly. Because it can sometimes be maybe a little bit of a chore. So here are some things you can think about, things that I use. So firstly, one of the things I do is, like, you know, most days I try and take myself an outfit photo. So this might be something I'll use on the blog at some stage. It might be something that gets posted on social media. Or of course, if I'm coming here to speak to you live, you get to see at least what I'm wearing on my upper body. So that has to look decent. So it means I have to do my grooming. I have to, put on some makeup. I have to do my hair. You know, and I need to wear something a bit decent on my upper body. So that at least gets that part of that kind of motivation to, you know, dress decently every day. So if I'm doing that, or I might have, you know, there's a lot more Zoom conference calls, things like that. I'm often running webinars, all those sorts of things, which mean I'm going to be seen and potentially recorded and have to look back at it at some stage as well. So I don't want to be thinking, oh, gee, why didn't I bother that? You know, I wish I'd bothered. Because that sometimes we can look back and think, ah, looking at old photos and things, you go, oh, I wish I'd actually bothered, like taking 5 minutes more to just do a little bit of grooming. So that can be one of those things. It doesn't have to be a big thing. I do think with grooming, we often turn it into a much bigger deal than it is. Really, one of the things I always think about to look good really easily, to look stylish easily, is thing like get yourself a hairstyle that's easy for you to do, that only takes a few minutes or less. If you have to blow dry your hair for half an hour, maybe that's not the best hairstyle for you. If that's something you don't enjoy doing, if that puts you off doing the grooming. So for me, I know I've got 3 minute or less hair. Once it gets over that, I'm really not keen. And in fact, even most days, it takes me less than 1 minute. And today, ponytail, that probably took me maybe 15 seconds at most. So really fast and easy hair, good hairstyle that works with the way your hair texture works and your cut and the shape of your face and all those sorts of things, really important to get. Second thing is have a makeup routine that is fast and easy for you. Mine takes me 3 minutes, you know, probably 3 to 5 minutes maximum, depending on how over the top I want to go. But really, it's something I've got down to a fine art. It's really fast. You might say 3 minutes too much for me. I want less than a minute. So, you know, it could just be I want a bit of mineral powder, a bit of mascara and a bit of lippy. That could be it. It could be for you that eyebrows are the thing. I know for me, because my eyebrows have faded away, that if I don't put in a bit of eyebrow, my face looks really bland and you really don't notice my eyes. So it is one of those things. You need to work out what works for you and what your fast and easy things are. But there are amazing, like, you know, products and things you can use these days. Doesn't have to take long. You don't have to put on a full face of foundation. You don't have to do 25 steps. You don't have to do all the contouring. Just because the Instagrammers are doing that doesn't mean that you do. So find your fast and easy grooming and makeup. Then let's think about the clothes. So then, you know, one of the things I do know is that, you know, that when I dress well, and there is lots of research in this that shows that when we dress well, we often feel better about ourselves. So when we dress well, we, you know, we, it improves our self-esteem. Every time we happen to see ourselves in the mirror, you know, we'll think, oh, I look okay. Rather than, I know on the days where I just go, oh, I can't be bothered today. Nobody's going to see me and I'm just going to stay home and do gardening. That even when I just go to the bathroom, I'm often just have this little downer feeling every time I see myself. Even though I know that's what I'm doing, especially if I've not done my hair or any grooming, I can feel just sloppy and unkempt, and that's not a good internal feeling for me. So that is also something to think about for you, is how do you feel? In fact, there is a relationship. They have found that when people are depressed, they're more likely to go for their not so good clothes and keep their good clothes for when they're feeling good. But in fact, we found that if you wear your good clothes, it actually makes you feel good. I'll always remember the time I took a client out shopping, and he'd been wearing basically tracksuit sportswear for a long time, sloppy, really not caring, thinking it didn't matter. And he said, you know, I think I need to, you know, I want to get up and do some speaking, which means I need to get on stage and I want to wear a suit. So we went out shopping. And what I noticed is the minute we put on a great suit, his whole body language changed. His shoulders went back, his chest went out. And I saw a whole physical change. This much more confident man appeared when the clothes really made him look good. And so I think this is another aspect of, you know, looking good, is it does actually, you know, mentally and physiologically change how we feel. So, you know, putting those things, you know, on that actually make you feel good, you go, I know this looks good. And this is why, and I've written about this on my blog, having kind of go-to outfits that you know that just work, and you know what the accessories are, you know how to put it all together and all that sort of stuff, knowing all that stuff really does mean that, you know, when you can't be bothered, when you don't have to think, you know, time to think about it, you've got something you can just grab and put on and know that you're going to look good in it. It doesn't have to be your party wear. It doesn't have to be your really fancy duds, of course. But of course, you can get, you know, really dressed up if you feel like it, just to take the rubbish bins out. That's totally up to you. But it is one of those things to think about is having some of those go-to outfits, things you can just pop on that you don't have to think about it, but you know. And often it's the accessories that make the big difference. Today I put this jumper on and it's nice and everything. And then I tried like a bussy gig, and maybe I'll do a brooch, and I put it on and I said, oh, it just really doesn't feel enough. And I was going, and especially with my hair back, and I think it's because my hair was tied up, the neckline just felt too open. I thought, you know what? It's a scarf day. So then which scarf? So I had a look at my scarf collection and decided that this one would be the one I would pop on. So it is that sort of thing. Sometimes it's just that putting on of the scarf is enough to make the whole outfit look good. And even doing things like a little mani. I did myself my little mani last night. You know, not doing pedicures at the moment because my feet are in shoes the whole time, but the manicures still go, because also you see them. I know that you see them on video, but also it makes me feel good when my hands look decent. And I've got the worst nails. They're really thin and brittle. They break really easily. I really have to have something a bit thick on my nails to keep them, you know, not breaking and looking horrible. I mean, I'm always aware that when I work with people, that they see my hands in front of them in a mirror and all that sort of stuff. So I'm a little bit hand aware. So for me, doing a little manicure can also help to kind of just boost me, make me feel better, make me feel more stylish. So I just use a dipping powder. You know, at the moment it's gelish, that one. But yeah, do a little bit of dipping powder. It's really not too hard to do at home for yourself. So things like that could be something else you could think about. So, thinking about understanding that what you wear influences how you feel. So if you want to feel good, if you want to feel more motivated, then do think about getting dressed up into clothes that actually make you feel good, rather than just bumming around in your old tracky dacks, as we might call them here. And then the last thing I think that's important to remember is that you can actually use this as a time, you know, okay, I may not be leaving the house very often. Okay, I go to the supermarket every now and again, and, you know, the post office, that's about my, you know, life at the moment, and walking the dogs. So I may not be leaving the house a lot, but I still can use this time to going, okay, well, I'm wearing really casual, comfortable clothing. You know, why not use this as a time to experiment a little bit in my wardrobe and try and create some different outfits that I've never done before? Because maybe I'm going to create some new, really casual outfits that work. In fact, Kate and I this morning, my assistant, were discussing, should we be wearing, in fact, my husband came into this conversation, should we be wearing our slippers all day? And is it totally work appropriate now that we're all working from home? But It is one of those things that maybe, you know, the slippers, it can be that point where you go, I don't ever want to take my slippers off and put real shoes on. But you're probably going to have to at some stage. But I do use this as a time to have a bit of play and go, well, how else can I wear this? You know, like, so I've worn this jumper with a necklace. I've worn this jumper with, you know, this pair of jeans. I've worn this jumper with this skirt. Like, how many different ways can I put these same garments together? So it's a great time to shop your wardrobe and experiment and see how many different ways you can put what you already have into rotation in different ways. It allows you to stretch your creative muscle and do something a little bit different every day. So they're just three little kind of things that I use to keep myself motivated. I mean, of course, you know, having people see me is the most motivating, but also just knowing that, you know, there is a lot of psychological research that shows that what you wear affects your own mood. And so, you know, that point, I think, at the very start of this sort of lockdown, when people would really hit that, you know, the first few weeks was like, I just can't even be bothered to do anything. And then we kind of come out of that and it becomes the new normal. And so, well, what do I want to be in my new normal? And even though my outfits are more casual every day, I think I'm wearing sneakers pretty much most days, some sort of kind of sneakery shoe, because I'll often take the dogs for a little walk in the middle of the day. It's still something that makes me feel stylish, even in a very casual way. So I'd love to know, what are the things that you are doing to keep yourself and your style motivated? Sometimes when you just can't be bothered as much, or when there's no particular reason to. And I think that's one of the things we often think is, we have a reason. I'm going to an event or a wedding or out to dinner. I have a reason to dress up. But at the moment, maybe you don't have any specific reasons. So on the days when you don't have a specific reason, what are your reasons to get up and get dressed stylishly? Also, don't forget that you can come and send me your questions for my Q&A sessions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. If you have any colour or style questions, always looking for more to add to my lucky dip. And of course, head over to the blog for more tips. Find my, you know, I've got 10 comfy casual outfits to steal. I've got, you know, your go-to outfits. I will link to these blog posts as well. When I post this up online. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.